9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Ariana Spuru for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. We talk a lot on the show about inflation for things like groceries, gas, and travel. But what about inflation for job titles? Workers are landing senior-level roles with minimal experience.
You could be a senior analyst at a large company like Johnson & Johnson, again, with a year, maybe 3 years of experience on the high end of what they were looking for that position. So in some cases, these are big-name companies, and they're offering big titles to go with these early career jobs.
Wall Street Journal columnist Callum Borchers joins me after the break.
ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
Turns out that senior-level job posting you're seeing doesn't always require years and years of experience. Wall Street Journal columnist Callum Borchers joins me. Callum, you looked into quote-unquote senior-level jobs on hiring websites. What did you find?
Well, I found that a surprising number of them are actually entry-level or for early career professionals. Just take Indeed, for example, Ariana. You can put senior as the keyword in your search and filter only for entry-level jobs. And at least this week, you'll get over 8,000 results. Now, I mean, look, some of them are for workers at senior care centers. So the keyword is kind of a blunt instrument there. But a lot of these are really entry-level jobs for recent college grads that are fluffed up with fancy senior-sounding titles.
Give me a few of the examples of the actual jobs that you saw on there. Like, what sort of keywords are right next to the word senior?
Associate is a big one, and I think that's an important asterisk because the associate level does denote that it's a little bit lower down on the chain. It's not director or partner or something like that. But for example, you could be a senior client associate at JP Morgan Advisors, which is the high net worth advisory arm of JP Morgan, and the requirement is only a year of professional experience. Or perhaps you could be a senior analyst at a large company like Johnson & Johnson, again, with a year, maybe 3 years of experience on the high end of what they were looking for that position. So in some cases, these are big name companies, and they're offering big titles to go with these early career jobs. Some of them really do pay handsomely. And in fact, recruiters have told me this is one of the reasons why you see this kind of title inflation, even at the bottom rung of the corporate ladder in the tech sector, in banking and consulting. The starting salaries for new grads can be six figures in some cases.
Tell me a little bit more about why are these companies offering these lofty titles, like you said, for workers with little experience?
There's a few things going on. There's a little bit of a keeping up with the Joneses effect here, right? So I've been told by recruiters that you can go back just a couple of years when the labor market was at its tightest and companies were really competing fiercely for talent. One thing that they could dangle to prospective candidates was a better title. And that could be a draw for workers who say, if I go here, I can get this bigger title. It's going to look good on a resume, set me up for career advancement down the line. Some of it just comes down to padding people's egos, trying to make people feel special and engaged. That was another big theme in my conversations with managers. We've reported extensively on the way companies are really struggling to keep their workforces engaged and motivated right now. In some cases, these promotions are so incremental that we call them dry promotions because they don't even come with a raise. It's not even necessarily extra money involved, but you're getting a new title. And the idea is that it's a pat on the back for your workers and try and keep them on board.
One of the things I found interesting in your story about this is where you write about how a recent decision by the Federal Trade Commission could lead to more of these inflated promotions. Walk me through how that works.
So the FTC ruled this month that non-compete agreements, which are restrictions on workers saying you can't jump to a rival firm because we're worried about you taking intellectual property, those agreements are no longer enforceable. Now, there's already some states that have said you can't enforce these non-compete agreements, like California, for example. But this would cast a uniform level over the patchwork of state laws right now. And it's a big deal for employers who have been trying to lock up their talent and make sure they don't just take everything they've learned in-house and go to another company. So it's a little bit hypothetical right now because this ruling is so new, but there's a grace period for the next 4 months before this ban on non-compete agreements goes into effect. And there's a special carve-out for so-called senior executives. Now, who is a senior executive? Well, the FTC defines these workers as people making a little over $150,000 a year, and they have to have policy-making positions. But labor attorneys tell me that those parameters are broad enough that you could plausibly categorize a lot of your workers as senior executives under that criteria. And because there is this waiting period before it goes into effect, you could, in the next few months, let's say, hand out a whole bunch of dubious promotions to try to make more of your workforce eligible for non-compete agreements going forward. But nevertheless, if you are a worker and you're suddenly offered a new title and $152,000 a year, maybe be sure to read the fine print before signing.
This push to hire less seasoned workers for senior positions marks a shift in how teams and titles have traditionally been arranged at work. How has that structure changed?
Well, the org charts have gotten a lot more complicated. They, for a lot of years, basically had four bands. You started as an analyst, then you became an associate. If you kept moving up, you were a manager, and eventually you made partner, or you hoped that you did. Now you have a dozen or more titles. It can be hard to tell how important somebody is based on what the label is. I mean, a popular example is a vice president at Goldman Sachs. It sounds very prestigious, and of course, in a way it is, but there's something like 10 to 12,000 vice presidents at Goldman Sachs. It's a huge share of their workforce.
If more jobs slated for recent grads are going to these senior level roles, does this mean there are fewer actual entry-level jobs out there?
Well, statistically, it sure looks that way because Monster.com tells me that in 2023, there were 56% fewer jobs marked as entry-level than there were just a couple of years before. That's a big drop. And meanwhile, they saw a 200% increase in the number of jobs that were marked senior or executive level. It's probably not all title inflation. I mean, 2021, we were still coming out of a pandemic. Businesses have gotten better at their intern to full-time hire pipelines. But certainly one part of this is just rebranding these jobs. They're still entry-level jobs for people who only have a few years of experience or less, but we're now calling them senior-level roles.
How can this information help someone who's looking to land a new job or level up at their current job?
One thing to keep in mind is that you can negotiate your job title. We usually think most about negotiating the pay first, which makes good sense. But the title is sometimes open to negotiation as well, especially right now as a lot of companies are focusing on efficiency. They're really watching their payrolls closely. They might be happier to fatten up your email signature than your paycheck. So that's something to keep in mind. And then the other thing to remember, too, is that you might assume that having a fluffier title on your resume is going to help you when you're applying for the next job. And that often is the case. But I've also been told by some recruiters that they're getting wise to this title inflation game. And so if they see this resume come across their desk and it says that you're a senior such and such, but they only see a year or two of experience, don't imagine that it's going to be your free pass into another great job.
That's WSJ columnist Callum Borchers. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode is hosted and produced by me, Ariana Aspuru, with supervising producer Melanie Roy and deputy editor Chris Zinsley. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.